Tony Brown on your community strong, community aware station, 88.1 FM KAYT. Eyes Open with Tony Brown airs daily, Monday through Friday. If you have a topic you would like to discuss or an upcoming event you want mentioned on the air, send your emails to eyesopentbrown@yahoo.com or fax your request to the KAYT studios at 318-487-0909 or write to us at Eyes Open, care of KAYT Radio, 88.1 5003 Masonic Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302.
The views expressed on this program are solely of those who choose to participate in this open format.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
South of the Border Landscaping is a total lawn care service. Whether you're commercial or residential, we have the staff to accommodate you. South of the Border uses state-of-the-art technology to create excellence in lawn care. South of the Border is always prompt and professional. For more information, contact Robert Lewis, owner-operator, at 318-308-5060. South of the Border, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for tuning in to On Point Talk, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9 a.m. Spend the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network on KAYT 88.1.
Hello, everybody, and good Monday morning. Happy Martin Luther King's Day. Many people are celebrating and commemorating Dr. King's birthday today, and many of you are at home this morning. Well, we'd like to welcome you to the official OPT network. Yes, I'm Carlette Christmas, and we are live in the studio. And if you are listening via the website, please log on to www.onpointcxmas.com. I tell you what, we got to be some of the hardest working people in radio. We are here live on Dr. King's birthday and super, super
excited about it. You know, we always remind you about those school zones Monday through Friday. Well, today we know is an extended holiday and every kid is out of school. So a lot of you are off work. All the federal buildings are closed. A lot of businesses are closed today. So if you're traveling about, I'm sure there are a lot of great sales at Dillard's and throughout the city. But if you're traveling around, we want to remind you to please be mindful about our kids today. They're out of school. And you know what? This morning, as we got up and got ready, it's warm outside. Can you believe it? It has been so cold the last several days, but this morning it's warm, so we can expect that kids are going to be out and about. So if you're traveling about and you are off enjoying the long extended holiday, we want to remind you to watch out for our kids because we know that they're all over the place. But you know, today as we celebrate Dr. King's birthday, I was thinking, as we are always preparing for shows, I was thinking about really what it means. And many people will say, well, you know, are we living the dream? Have we achieved all that Dr. King stood for and fought for so many years? And one of the things that Dr. King said, he said, and I quote, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is this: what are you doing for others?" And out of the many, many profound and prophetic things that Dr. King said, I think that that's one of those things that struck me the most. What are we doing for others? You know, we talk about being the change that you want to see every single day. And on days like this, it makes you really, really mindful about what are we doing? What have we done? And more importantly, what do we have left to do? Well, we have lots left to do when it comes to the dream. And so this morning, we want to challenge you to think about the King holiday not as just one day, not as just a day that we get off work and our kids are off school and a day to rest and relax. And I know many, many people will do that. But I really hope to provoke an even deeper thought. What are we doing for others? What are we doing to really be the change that we want to see? Not just one day, you know, because it's easy for people to get up and go do something for one day. But what are we doing those other 364 days? And so that's what we're hoping that people will begin to think about. And you know, I go back to our biggest and one of the biggest things that we've done as a company, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And it's all about bringing people together. Well, my point about that is this: so many people have so many gifts and so many talents that lie deep within that they're looking for something. They're looking for a way to, what I like to call, excavate, to go and dig those things out. And everybody has something that they can do and has something that they do well. And so today, as we celebrate the King holiday, what we're asking you to do is go in and excavate, dig out that gift, that light that you have within to make the difference in your community. And you know, we think sometimes, and I talked about really the Susan G. Komen event and that moment of people coming together, because we saw people that had so many things within them that they never even knew until they became part of a movement. Well, don't just wait for somebody else to get started. Do what you can do. Do what you can do in your community, whether it is mentoring a young person, whether it is speaking words of encouragement to somebody that is trying to start a business or somebody that is trying to write their first book. There are so many ways that we can make the difference. And when you go in like archaeologists and you excavate, sometimes we have to go within ourselves and dig within ourselves to find what God placed there, that gift that is very much there for the world. And Dr. King was, he was a gleaming example of that. And I think that the way that we celebrate the King holiday and we celebrate the long, hard fought victories that he was able to accomplish is that we keep it moving. We keep paying it forward with what we have. And many people would say, well, I don't have anything. Well, we're here to tell you this morning that everybody has something. And whether you know it or not, maybe today will be a day of reflection for you. And maybe you will be able to look back and reflect on what you can do. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's going on in our community, more specifically at LSUA, and how they have spent years of giving back and making the difference when it comes to the King holiday. We're going to get a break here, but we're back after this.
I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
It's a real and constant mission all the way.
I hope you dance.
So long.
I hope
tell
you
me
dance.
Who wants to look back on their years and wonder where those years have gone.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season with a great credit card from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. With rates as low as 7.9% APR, no transfer fees, no cash advance fees, and the rate of a cash advance is the same as regular purchases. It's easier than ever to beat that holiday stress. Less hassle. One more way Heart of Louisiana Credit Union proves they're the credit union with a heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Willie Spears with the Red River Bank, and I'm proud to be a part of the official On Point Talk network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Monique Rawls. I serve as a magistrate hearing officer with the Ninth Judicial District Court in Rapids Parish, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, absolutely dedicated to excellence. Hixon Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HixonHasIt.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there to serve you. If you're in and around Avoyelles Parish, here's the number we want you to phone. It's 318-346-6695. And as we're returning to the break live on this Martin Luther King Birthday Celebration Day, we are joined by Associate Professor and Chair of Allied Health Department at LSUA, Dr. Haywood Joyner, and we welcome him to the very first time to the OPT Network. Dr. Joyner, good morning and welcome.
Good morning and thank you. It's really a pleasure to be with you on the show this morning.
It's so great to have you. And you know, as we talk about the celebration of the King holiday, your accomplishments are so vast. And before we talk about what LSUA is doing, you know, I just really wanted to take this opportunity, Dr. Joyner, to really encourage others in your legacy and what you have been able to accomplish over the years. And as we were talking about your parents and growing up just being regular, ordinary people, but they understood that education was really essential. Talk about that whole idea of how that happened for you.
Well, I grew up in a very small town, Boyce, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Went to high school there, and I was a graduate of Wetmore. And when I look back on my life, there were only 6 graduates in my class.
Wow.
And we were encouraged from the high school to go on and try to make the best of life.
Wow.
And many of us took that opportunity to go on and try and further our education.
Now, was that scary back then?
It really was. My parents were not wealthy parents. My dad was a school bus driver. My mom was lunchroom manager at the high school. And it was rather scary, but they knew the importance of an education.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to make sure that I and the others in our family had the opportunity to pursue an education. So I had an opportunity to leave high school and to go to college at Grambling.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually graduated from Grambling, and I spent time in the United States Air Force and came back home to Boyce.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been here now since 1971. And as I look on the King holiday, I look at the influence that Dr. King had on my life. I would listen to his speeches all of the time, and I look at the Christian upbringing that I had in the home, mm-hmm. and I think the Christian upbringing, my parents and their interest in an education, listening to Dr. King's speeches, made me to know that all things are possible.
Wow.
If you can set your mind on something, it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about the importance of helping others.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reminded this morning of one of the speeches that Dr. King made where he was contemplating his future, and he was talking about his funeral. And he said, when it's time for me to meet my maker,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't want a long funeral.
Right.
And when asked, you know, what would you like people to say about you at your funeral?
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't talk about the degrees that
right.
I got. Don't talk about the fact that I won a Nobel Prize.
Mm-hmm.
He said, none of that is important.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's what I do for others. It's what I did mm-hmm. for others that really makes a difference. And I think that had a profound influence on my life. I'm an associate professor, as you've said, at LSUA. I have a doctorate, but that's not important.
Uh-huh.
It's what I do for others
wow.
in this life that's important to me. And God has blessed me with the opportunity to be in two fields where I can really help others,
mm-hmm.
in education and in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a number of years in healthcare prior to going to teach at the university level.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those opportunities have given me the opportunity to help others.
Wow.
So that's kind of what my life is all about. Dr. King's favorite song and my favorite song, if I can help somebody as I pass along,
mm-hmm.
if I can cheer somebody with a word or song,
mm-hmm.
if I can tell somebody that they're traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. So that, to me, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And my life is centered around today doing my best to help others. And LSUA gives me that opportunity on a daily basis to help the young people that come to our institution to better their lives and to move forward in life.
That is excellent. Dr. Joyner, as you reflect on today, and I know that for you, this is a daily walk of helping others, but when you look back at where you came from, did you think that this moment, this time would be possible, that you would be able to elevate to such a high level, not only just in education, but in stature from way back then? Were you able to see that possibility?
I knew that it was possible, again, mm-hmm. because of my religious upbringing. I try and surround myself on a daily basis with a lot of positive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the thoughts that I keep in mind is that faith can get you anywhere in this life. You know,
mm-hmm.
God can. First of all, God is.
That's right.
God can, and then God will.
Mm-hmm.
And I also keep in mind the word ask. And the word ask reminds me of a Bible verse where it says, ask and it shall be given,
mm-hmm.
seek and you will find,
right.
knock and the door will be opened
mm-hmm.
unto you. If you ask God, get God involved in the plan,
mm-hmm.
you still got to do your part.
That's right.
You've got to seek. That's the important
mm-hmm.
thing, you know. And if you seek, the promise is that you will find.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what's happened in my life. You know, I've included God from the beginning because
mm-hmm.
I was brought up in a Christian home.
Right.
You know, I did what was necessary to seek a good education.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now I am seeing the benefits of that.
Right.
And that encouragement from my parents, that encouragement from the members of my community,
mm-hmm.
my little small community of boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were raised by that community back in my day.
Right.
So I think that all of those things are really paying off, and that's why I've had the opportunity to get where I am today.
Right.
I can do nothing of myself,
mm-hmm.
but with God, all things are possible.
Absolutely. And you know, we were talking about that, Dr. Joyner, before we started the show, and we were talking about really what we try to do here every single morning is we try to inspire people to live their best life and to live their dreams, not just on the King holiday, but every day. And we were saying that, you know, if you don't put, even though we try to fill this forum with knowledge and empowerment, but if you don't do something, if you take this knowledge and you don't buy the book, or you don't read, or you buy the book and you don't read the book, it's very much like the word. You know, you can hear the word, but if you don't do the word, it's really not going to garner anything.
That is very true, very true. You know, and no matter what we are called to do, I'm reminded again of Dr. King's, one of his speeches. He said, if you're called to be a street sweeper,
mm-hmm.
you should sweep streets so well
Absolutely.
That all the host of heaven will pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what one is called to do, do it to the best of your ability.
Right.
You know, not so that you will receive the glory and the honor, but so that God will receive the glory and the honor.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's about what you can do for others. So we encourage people on a daily basis, no matter what it is that you've been called to do,
mm-hmm.
do it to the best of your ability.
And you're in a really unique situation at LSUA because you get a chance to really see a lot of young people that come through the ranks. And as we were thinking about this show and thinking about what we wanted to share with our listeners, every time we look at the generation coming up, and I look at, you know, my 12-year-old, and I look at the younger generation who they see Dr. King as a man, and they know he did great things. But I wonder how we really, really impact the next generations coming up so that they can feel what we feel about the dream and about a man, and not just a man, but so many others who gave so much so that we could sit here this morning as we are. How do we speak into their lives and help them to really encompass what this dream really means?
I think on a daily basis, we have to keep the message before them, the message of hope,
mm-hmm.
that no matter what one is going through, that there is always hope. You know, I know some of our young people feel like, you know, it's not possible. I'm not going to make it, especially I'm chair again of the Department of Allied Health.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a number of individuals that are seeking a career in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And healthcare is a difficult field. So we have to encourage those young people that, yes, you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You've just got to put forth the effort. You alluded to, it doesn't do you any good to buy the book if you don't open the book.
Absolutely.
If you don't study the material that is there.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a number of examples out there of people who have overcome
mm-hmm.
those trials and tribulations in life, and they have succeeded. Dr. King himself being an example of that.
Right.
And there are a number of examples in our communities, in our families, of people who have been willing to put forth the effort, knowing that they could accomplish if they would put forth that effort. So I think we have to keep that message before our young people that you can accomplish whatever you want to accomplish in this life
mm-hmm.
if you're willing to put your mind to it.
Right.
And again, if you're willing to do what is necessary to accomplish those things, then it's yours. You know, I have a little 5-year-old grandson, and he's into basketball.
Uh-huh.
And he carries that basketball with him everywhere he goes.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's the thing that he practices on a daily basis, you know, shooting that basketball. He lives in Houston. He has a goal in Houston. He has a goal at our home. So he practices basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is about a profession and about life.
Mm-hmm.
You've just got to work at it on
right.
a daily basis. And if you're willing to put forth the effort, whatever it takes, then you can accomplish your dream in life.
And you know what, as you talk about your profession and you talk about allied health, one of the things that we are trying to cultivate in our young people is math and science. And that's one thing that we all seem to really run from. How do we create that love for math and science? Because, you know, we're even trying to do it with our 12-year-old. We're hitting home math and science. But more and more we see that our kids are really falling by the wayside.
You're right. Math and science, of course, are the more difficult subjects.
Mm-hmm.
And the difficulty of those subjects kind of causes us to steer away from
right.
them. But again, I think we've just got to encourage the young people. We've got to take advantage of tutorial sessions. There are a number of opportunities in the community where individuals can get assistance if they're having problems with mathematics or the sciences. I know on our campus we have a center where students can go and get assistance with the tutors that are there, our testing center. So there are a number of opportunities there if a young person is having a problem with the math and the sciences. They are very difficult subjects. Mm-hmm. But if you're able to master those, then you can master anything. So we just have to encourage our young people
right.
to keep going, you know, keep going. And I see it with my grandchildren. You mm-hmm. know, their abilities in mathematics are not where they need to be, but we keep encouraging them
right.
to stay with it. And if you'll stick with it, it will all work out for you.
Absolutely. If you stick with it, eventually the miracle will happen. We're going to get a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what LSUA is doing with their annual luncheon that they have every year, really to find out and to empower us more about the dream and moving the dream forward in 2012. We're going to break here, but we're back after this.
Listen. Sometimes I wonder, do you even care or realize why I took care of you? 'Cause you're my heart, you are my soul. You're my other half, without you I cannot be whole, baby. So far apart, I just don't know what your words of heart in the first place.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubero and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubero and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Councilwoman Mitzi Gibson, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. You need to listen to Be On Point, Be Enlightened, Be Encouraged.
Hello, I am the District 3 City Councilman of Alexandria, Jerry Jones, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Also, Brian Kubero and Associates, serious injuries. They absolutely deserve serious consideration. And if you've been done wrong, get it right with Brian Kubero and Associates. Call Brian for a free consultation at 318-253-0900. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. We remind you that they've got so many great choices at McDonald's, and we want you to visit McDonald's. If you're just joining the show today, we're talking about the King legacy, and we're talking about really what we can do, not just one day of service, but how we can celebrate the dream and the legacy every single day. We're joined in the studio by Associate Professor and Chair of Allied Health Department at LSUA, Dr. Haywood Joyner, and we were talking about, you know, his rich history and how he has come up through the ranks and how we can look at people like Dr. Joyner and we can encourage the next generation of biologists, of scientists, of, you know, electricians, of engineers. We can encourage the next generation to do better. And I was saying to Dr. Joyner during the break, anybody can divide people. There is so much divisive action in words and actions today. And this morning, this is why we didn't want to take a break, because it's not just about one day. It's about every day. And it's about bringing people together, Dr. Joyner. And we were both saying, I don't buy woe is me or woe is any race anymore, because there is so much out there. We celebrate having the first African-American president in history. And people say, well, yeah, that's great, but we still have a ways to go. But life. As long as you're living, you're a work in progress.
That is correct, you know, and we've just got to take advantage of the opportunities that are there. And certainly there are a number of opportunities that are out there for us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the opportunities that Dr. King and those that went before Dr. King made sure that we would have. So it's up to us now. It's up to us as a generation to make sure that we seize those opportunities,
mm-hmm.
and to keep those opportunities before our young people so that they too will move forward and seize those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
As I look back over the course of my life, you know, there are many people who would have wanted things to go in a different direction from what Dr. King wanted to have happen.
How do you mean? How do you mean in a different direction?
There were some who were looking at separatism.
Mm-hmm.
Segregation, you know, as blacks, let's all go to Africa, back to Africa, and let's separate ourselves from the other races of the world. But Dr. King said that, no, that's not what God would want. And Dr. King was about bringing people together,
mm-hmm.
of all races. His dream was that we would come together as all races under the American creed, where all men are created equally.
Right.
And are endowed by their creator with certain rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what his dream was about. And certainly, I think we have opportunities to take advantage of that dream. I think about my little town of Boyce. My dad, who's passed away now, was on the city council in Boyce. In fact, he was the first African-American elected to the council in Boyce. And he spent 32 years on that council.
Wow.
And I saw the trials and tribulations that he went through over the years of being elected to that council. But Dr. King's dream involved African Americans taking advantage of those opportunities that were presented to them. And at one time, I saw in my little town of Boyce a city council and mayor,
mm-hmm.
that were all African Americans.
Wow.
So I think it was a realization of the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the important thing about that was that they were not just elected by African Americans.
Right.
But they were elected by the citizens of the town of Boyce. So I think we're at a point now where, or let me say we're getting to a point now, and it's a part of Dr. King's dream, that we are not being judged by the color of our skin,
mm-hmm.
but by the content of our character. And if we have what it takes to fulfill a position in life, I think that opportunity is there.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage our young people this morning, if you're listening to this show, take advantage of every opportunity that is out there before you. Do your very best in the classroom. Manage your time wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And if you will do that, if you will take advantage of what your teachers in the classroom have to offer to you, if you will manage your time wisely, then there is nothing that you cannot accomplish in this life. I like Diana Ross's words. She said, ain't no mountain high enough.
That's right.
You know, so uh-huh. there is no mountain that you cannot climb if you are willing to prepare for that climb.
Mm-hmm.
And preparing means that you take advantage every day,
mm-hmm.
of the opportunities that you have in this life.
Right.
You know, when you go back to school tomorrow, you've got to make sure that you're in those books.
Right.
You know, it's not about playing in the classroom. It's about getting what the instructor has for you in that classroom. And if you can do that, then you can accomplish whatever you want in life. Now, I'm not saying that because I got it out of a book somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a living example of what can happen if you put forth the effort,
right.
to accomplish something in your life.
Well, Dr. Joyner, you are the dream. You are the dream, literally sitting right here before our eyes and speaking to so many hundreds of thousands of people that are listening. You are the dream. You encompass the dream.
Well, thank you so much for that compliment. Dr. King had a really great influence on my life. And again, my mom and dad, you know, had a great influence in my life. And I was raised up in a Christian home, so of course I got to always give God the credit first.
Always, always.
You know, and I think my life is one of joy,
mm-hmm.
and I use joy as an acronym. Jesus is first, and then others, and then me.
Wow.
You know, that's the priority in my life. You know, I feel like if God is first, and that was kind of the way Dr. King was, you know, he put God first and then others in his life, and then he was last.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he said the Nobel Peace Prize.
Right.
Well, it was a good accomplishment, but it wasn't what his life was all about.
Right. And that's not what he wanted to be defined by
right.
at
that's
the end
right.
of the
yeah.
day or at yeah. the end of life's journey. And this is why we think that these shows are so critical, because every single day, Dr. Joyner, we like to speak to possibility. And sitting here coming from such humble beginnings, you speak to that very possibility. You speak to that possibility for all people who are listening that, you know what? If you believe and you're willing to do the work, that anything is possible. We're going to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find. Bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some. And picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Florida's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida's located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go?
Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Dr. Marco Clark. I am the CEO and founder of the Richard Wright Public Charter School for Journalism and Media Arts in Washington, D.C., and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Hick
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Hank Williams with Williams Tax and Financial Services, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Crispin.
Hello, I'm Mel Robertson, Vice President of Louisiana Operations with Axion Louisiana, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Crispin.
Hello, I'm Dr. Haywood Joyner, Chair of the Department of Allied Health at Louisiana State University, Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Crispin.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Gene Williams. Remember, it's tax time, and January 17th is the target day to e-file your taxes. Also, Florida's formal wear. Listen, it is Mardi Gras season, and if you are looking for a fabulous gown, we want you to start with Florida's formal wear. When I tell you Florida is on point, she's got some of the finest looking gowns in town and really anywhere probably in the state. And if she doesn't have what you're looking for, I guarantee you she knows how to get it for you. The service is absolutely impeccable. And she's located at 2385 South MacArthur Drive, right here in Alexandria, across from the Alexandria Mall. Or you can phone Florida's at 318-487-9499. Aggressive Health Solutions, they specialize in specialty medical equipment. And if you've had breast surgery and you need prosthesis or you need just undergarments and you need to know what you can do to make your situation just a little bit better, we want you to start with Aggressive Health Solutions. Helen Velada and her team are absolutely phenomenal, and you can phone them at 318-445-4733. Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary. You can get HD for life when you simply phone 318-767-2220. But most importantly, at Get Wired Satellites, they're going to help you to get the best, most customized channels, and he's going to help you to save. His number again is 318-767-2220. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, they're taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology, and they're also doing so many great things in the community to really educate us on health. Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of service, and I can't say enough about Brother and his team at Daryl's Automotive Service. Whether your vehicle is foreign or domestic, they're right on point with great service. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. And if you're at home listening to the radio, celebrating the King holiday, you are like most Americans. King's birthday is celebrated as a federal holiday the third Monday of each January. And many people are wondering what to do. Well, the parade is going to be at 10 a.m. At 10 a.m., it's going to start at Bolton and Elliott, and it's going to end at the Riverfront Center downtown, and also the luncheon is going to start at 12 noon. If you're just joining our show, however, we are joined by Dr. Haywood Joyner, who is Associate Professor and Chair of Allied Health Department at LSUA, and we're talking about the dream and how we can really make that dream applicable to each and every one of our lives today. And we know that LSU celebrates the King legacy and the King memory with an annual luncheon that they do every year. And they do it a week after. This year, it's going to be January 23rd in the Brumfield Cafe Annex. And the speaker for the event is going to be Judge Donald T. Johnson of the 9th Judicial District, Division A. I tell you, that's a mouthful. And his message is going to be the power of the dream moving forward. And Dr. Joyner, I know that you guys are really instrumental in doing this every single year since probably about 1993. Talk about what you hope this year will look like.
Well, we're hoping that the community will come out and support this event. It's always really a great event on our campus, and each year LSUA is very proud to present this opportunity to honor Dr. King, his legacy. So we're very excited to have Judge Johnson, you know, as our speaker this year. And we've had a number of great speakers in the past. But I think as we were talking earlier, Judge Johnson was raised down near Marksville.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great example of Dr. King's dream and how you can overcome things in life to ascend to the height that Judge Johnson has ascended to. So I think it's going to be exciting for the public to come out and hear Judge Johnson as he speaks on Dr. King's dream and what we need to do going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most dreamers will, they'll have the dream, but then you have to act on that dream in order to ensure those possibilities that are there. So we're very excited to have this program again on our campus, and we're certainly hoping that the public will come out in support of this program. Now, why is it important to support the program? The funding from this program, the proceeds from this program, goes toward the Ebony Scholarship Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ebony Scholarship is a scholarship that is given annually to a minority student. And the cost of education is constantly increasing, and scholarships are very important, and we have been blessed at LSUA in that we've had a lot of community support for a number of scholarships that are offered on our campus. But we are very excited about this one and the funding of this one, so we're just hoping that the community will come out in support of this program so that we can continue to increase the funds that are available in this Ebony Scholarship for minority students on our campus.
Absolutely, and I think that when we talk about fundraising and the effects of fundraising, and it's $10 per person for people to come out in the community. And sometimes people wonder what they can do and how they can give back. And this is an excellent opportunity to give back, to help in this scholarship fund, to help to pay for the education of our young people.
That is correct. And again, as you've indicated, the tickets are only $10, and the meal is being provided by Outback Steakhouse.
Right.
So it's going to be a really great meal for that cost. And I'd like to also just mention, you know, if there's someone there who wants to contribute more than the $10 toward the scholarship fund, you certainly can do that.
Absolutely. And we're talking about a day of service, but really more importantly, Dr. Joyner, a life of service and what that means every single day, not just on Dr. King's holiday, not just celebrating Dr. King one day out of the year, but really being in the state of mind that we celebrate his legacy every day. And what you were talking about, the dream, you know, I think that many of us miss it when we think it was Dr. King's dream, but we all have the ability to be dreamers. And I think that many people have lain down their dream. And so this morning, we hope that Dr. King's legacy and his dream will help people to pick that dream up. We were saying during the break that there are so many people that are going to be emptying the nest. There are people that had dreams of going back, getting an education, but don't know how it's possible. You know, there are so many opportunities if we just open up our mind and ask. You said it earlier, just ask. And sometimes asking is the hardest part for people to do.
That is correct. That is correct. But that's probably the most important part.
Absolutely. Just open yourself up to the possibility. And I think that many people are going to be moved by Judge Johnson's story. As you said, it's a powerful story. And there are so many great leaders in our community that we can look to as part of the dream, as part of the legacy, people that have gone on to reach the height or the pinnacle of their careers and that are constantly giving back and speaking back into the lives of our young people. The power of the dream and moving it forward is so poignant because the dream is powerful, but if we don't keep it moving, Dr. Joyner, we'll ultimately see it die or to turn into a nightmare.
That is correct. That is very important. We have got to keep the dream moving. And I was just thinking a moment ago, you know, the King Day is kind of like New Year's Day to me. Mm-hmm. You know, every year I get my resolutions. You know, these are the things that I'm going to accomplish this year. And I write those things down. And annually, the King holiday is similar to New Year's Day for me. It reminds me that we need to still work toward the accomplishment of the dream.
Mm-hmm.
The dreamer had the dream.
Right.
He disseminated that dream to the public.
Mm-hmm.
We know what that dream is. So it's left up to those of us who are still here to fulfill that dream.
Right.
And we do that again by doing our very best every day,
mm-hmm.
not just on the King holiday,
right.
but every day in whatever we've been called to do. We've just got to do it well.
Absolutely. And I think that that's where we miss it, because each of us holds an integral part of that dream with the light that we carry within, with the gifts and talents that we carry within. And when you underutilize it or you don't utilize it, then you're really cheating the dreamer who really died for the dream.
And that's important. I think we need to remember that Dr. King gave his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gave his life so that conditions would be better, not only for my generation, but for all generations to come. And although we haven't reached it yet, you know, I think that we have come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
As the old song says, we've come a mighty long way.
Mm-hmm.
We've borne our burdens in the heat of the night, you know, but we have come a long ways. And I think the future is very, very bright for our young people. And again, I just encourage our young people to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in your classroom, be the best.
Right.
You know, it's amazing to me that, I'm going to say this, I was on the basketball team at Wettermore.
Uh-huh.
Now, listen to what I said. I was on
I
the basketball
team. I heard that.
I didn't say I played.
I got that.
About 50 points ahead with a minute left in the game,
oh, no.
I got in to play. But I was on the team,
uh-huh.
and I've always been amazed by athletes. You know, how they get these playbooks, and they learn all these plays and where they need to be on a certain play. If you watch football,
mm-hmm.
you know, you look at the complexity of that game.
Right.
Now, you cannot tell me that as individuals that we can do all of that, but yet we cannot excel in the classroom.
That's good.
It's all where you put your priorities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we can be good in science, we can be good in mathematics if we put forth the effort
to
be good in those areas. So I think it's all about being the very best that you can be. And how do you become the very best that you can be? You got to work at it on a daily basis.
You got to work at it. Dr. Joyner, we want to thank you, first of all, for spending the very best part of your King holiday with us on the official OPT network. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
And we want to remind every single person in this community to go out to this luncheon on January 23rd. We're going to remind you, you need to RSVP by phoning 473-6446. It's only $10, and that money is going to the Ebony Scholarship Fund to help to continue to educate our youth. And we're going to remind you up until the 23rd, but please be sure and RSVP by dialing 473-6446. We're going to break here, but we're back right after this.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season with a great credit card from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. With rates as low as 7.9% APR, no transfer fees, no cash advance fees, and the rate of a cash advance is the same as regular purchases. It's easier than ever to beat that holiday stress. Less hassle. One more way Heart of Louisiana Credit Union proves they're the credit union with a heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-free living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Florida's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida's located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Johnny Bernardo, president of Cassette Enterprises, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Harlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, executive director of Sylvia's Caring Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Harlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Harlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Carroll Furniture. They've got 25,000 square feet of merchandise to serve you right here in Alexandria. They're located at 1819 Memorial Drive, and they've got a warehouse right on the property so that there is no waiting for your new furniture. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Field. She listens, she cares, but most importantly, she helps you to save. You can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts, and you can phone them at 318-445-4582. We want to remind you again that this segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams. And you know what? It's tax time, and everybody is scurrying to get those taxes, get prepared, and get everything done so that you can get those tax returns back. The magic day for e-filing is January the 17th. But today, we're celebrating the King Holiday, which is a day of service. And we want to remind you that the parade is going to be starting at 10 o'clock. It's going to be kicking off at Bolton and Elliott Street, and it's going to end downtown at the Riverfront Center. And the luncheon, again, is going to be at 12 noon. And Federal District Attorney Stephanie Finley is going to be the speaker. So it promises to be a great luncheon. So we want to encourage all of you to go out and to enjoy. But, you know, as we were talking about the King Holiday, we want to remind you about the day of service and a time and a life of service. Also, before I do that, I want to remind you about Salem Missionary Baptist Church down in Bunkie. They're also going to have a parade and a march, and it's going to start at between 4 and 4:30, the lineup. And then they're going to have an evening service, and that's going to be immediately following the parade. Reverend Gregory Jackson is going to be the speaker. They're also going to have a Martin Luther King Jr. birthday celebration with a youth program. The guest for that is going to be the First Evening Star Baptist Church Youth Choir from Cottonport, Louisiana. And that is going to be all on today. So this is only just a few things that are going on in the community, in and around. We know that many churches, many organizations are having various different things that are going on today. And, you know, we want to remind you again that it shouldn't just be one day of service. It should be an attitude of service. And that's what we want to encourage. We want to also say congratulations to Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, celebrating their Founders Day. They were founded January 15th, which was yesterday, 1908, at Howard University in Washington, D.C., by a group of 9 students led by Ethel Hedgman Lyle, celebrating their Founders Day today. What an amazing day it is. Well, celebrating yesterday, and I'm sure many people are celebrating still today. But as always, we want to uplift, encourage, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. So much going on today. But as we said earlier, it's not just about one day. It's about an attitude of service and giving back to your community, giving back to those people who are less fortunate, but most importantly, giving back to our youth and helping to encourage them and to aspire to do better, to live better. And I think Dr. Hayward Joyner from LSU, he said it best, being the best that you can be. And we know that college and education may not be for every single one of our youth, but whatever it is, we want to try to cultivate the best in them, because we believe that the next generation can be better, but it's going to take each and every one of us giving back, giving back, giving back, giving back, encouraging and continuing to implement that village that it takes every single one of us to give back. And you know, one of the things that we were looking at, as we were looking at all of the accolades that Dr. King had, we were looking at the Nobel Peace Prize that he won so many years ago. And I wondered where really that came from. And so this is an interesting fact that you may or may not know, but if not, it'll interest you as it did me. Alfred Nobel is the man behind the Nobel Prize. And in 1901, the Nobel Prize had been for honoring men and women from all corners of the globe for outstanding achievements in physics and chemistry, in medicine and literature, and even for work in peace. And the foundations for the prize were laid in 1895 when Alfred Nobel wrote his last will. And what he did was he left much of his wealth to the establishment of the Nobel Prize. And I thought that that was so interesting, that somebody with such wealth and such philanthropy would leave such a large portion of his inheritance and his wealth to the Nobel Prize. And then we started saying, well, who was Alfred Nobel? You know, articles, photographs, and a slideshow and poetry written by Nobel himself were presented to give a glimpse of the man and who he was. He himself was a great writer and poet, and he believed such in the arts, and he believed in peace, and he believed in academia, that he set up this foundation. And that's how we get the Nobel Peace Prize. And so many people that have gone before us, like Dr. King, have been recipients of the Nobel Peace Prize. And so we want to remind you to find that greatness that lies within you. And today should only be a reflection of that. And it should be a continuing attitude of gratitude. And, you know, when we talk about gratitude for the people who fought and in many cases who died for the rights that we so enjoy today, it should empower each and every one of us, no matter who we are, where we're from, what we have, or what we'd like to have. Hopefully it will empower us to think differently, because getting into the next place, into the best place, is really, really a state of mind and changing your mind and looking toward the future and wanting to get better. But we have got to cultivate that mentality in our kids because they are the next generation. And we look at what's wrong with the generation and what they're not doing. But I was saying to a friend yesterday, as we were talking, I said, you know, when we look at the generations, we have to look at ourselves because we've got to figure out what we're imparting. What are we saying? What are we passing on to the next generation? Because really, what we do is what we've learned to do and what we're taught to do in most instances. And so if we're not putting in good values, if we're not saying to our kids that service is important, not just on the King holiday, but being a servant and understanding that, then what we'll get is what we put in. And, you know, we were talking about our kids and her son. My friend's son is in college and he is about to graduate soon. And she said, you know, it's like my mom told me. She said, we just have to keep telling them. We just have to keep saying it. And eventually we'll see the fruit of everything that we have tried to put in. And we hope that this day is a day about really, really continuing to sow seed, continuing to make impartation into the lives of our youth so that their light will shine brightly and so that we will have more people, more men like Dr. Haywood Joyner that will go on to be educators, who will be scientists, who will be the next great innovators that will go on to do great things. And it starts with the village. It's not enough for me to empower mine and you to empower yours, but it's about empowering the village. It's about empowering the community. And so today, as you go about your day doing whatever it is that you'll do, just make sure that service is at the forefront. And you know what? Many may say, well, I just don't know where to start. Well, all you've got to do is just look around your community. There is always somebody that you can serve, and you don't have to look far. It could be your neighbor. It could be a senior that you check in on, that you go and buy a bag of grocery for. You know, it could be telling a child that they can be all that God has called and created them to be. It could be just one word of encouragement that will make the difference. And so it's not about how many dollars you have. It's not about any of those things. But when you look at being able to give $10 to a scholarship fund that is going to help to educate the next generation, why wouldn't you do it? Even if you don't go to the luncheon, you can still send a donation because that money is going to educate the next generation, and we've got to keep it going. But we all have to do something to keep the dream alive so that the dream continues to grow. It continues to flourish. We continue to see each year something different, something better, something bigger, something greater. Y'all, we have so enjoyed being with you, not only on the King holiday, but every day. And we are so glad that you kicked your week off with us right here on the official OPT network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself today and don't forget, be the change that you want to see. Start with you. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Have a great King holiday.